Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Actually, we are doing this teaching from the book Economy of the Kingdom.
Psalm 82:1-8.
God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. The gods here is referring to us believers. In other words, the Bible is saying that God stands among us. And he judges among us. This is one of the questions that God is asking us tonight. He says, how long will you judge unjustly? And show partiality to the wicked? Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Free them from the hands of the wicked. Can you see what is happening here? God is standing among believers. And he is saying to us that we should do something for the poor and for the needy. Says, deliver the poor and the needy, free them from the hand of the wicked. Verse 5 now, they do not know. Nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. Oh, wow. They are ignorant, God is saying. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. Why are they unstable? Because of poverty. I said, you are gods. And all of you are children of the Most High. But you shall die like men. And fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For you shall inherit all nations. God is very much concerned about poverty in the world. Because the Bible says that he is going to inherit the nations. Because he's going to inherit the nations, he wants something to be done about poverty on earth or among the nations.
And
the reason why God is standing among believers and he's saying that they should do something about the poor and the needy is because poverty is something that has disturbed the foundation of God for the earth.
Now, since when Yami ever been Gina, and we are seeing Muna when they now what you shall say, what may be pebbing on the sentence, say, oh, here.
God never intended poverty for the earth. He never intended it for any nation. So poverty is an enemy of God that has turned everything upside down. It's very devastating. God says that everything that I plan for the earth, it has been destroyed because of poverty. So God is calling upon the judges of the earth. He's talking about us. That we should do something about this unstable foundation. We should do something about poverty that is causing all of this mess in the world.
Now, what should you say? Maybe Bibi, after Safa, people not able to know. Sawa here, I'm a Bibi Biara Adani.
Because Jesus Christ is coming When there is peace.
Now, yes,
this kind of peace includes well-being and prosperity. So Jesus is coming to inherit something that we have done. Because when you inherit something, it means that you did not do the thing, somebody did it, and you came to enjoy it or inherit it. So God is judging among believers all over the world when we congregate there, and He is concerned about poverty on the earth.
Na se nipa nyina hye jinifo nyina hye a onyame wo ho bi na wo hia edi wiase nyano so eya ne how kese.
And He has enabled us to be able to do something about it.
Na wa hye yen kra se be ye betumi aye bibi afa ho.
Because He's not going to do anything about it.
Esan so onyame e ma me ye hye wo sat.
If we do not do something about it.
Se nyaka sayan ye bibi afa ho a.
That is why the Bible says that the whole earth is groaning in Romans chapter 8.
Na wo kika Roman fo ngoma ti wa twe na wo se wiase nyina esu.
And waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Because when these mature sons of God that I refer to as kingdom sons, when they show up, the Bible says that they are going to do something about the troubles of the world, about the travail, about the crying, people crying for food, crying for water, climbing mountains, going long distances just to have drinking water.
Why
is it that God is expressing His frustration among the congregation of the mighty ones, that is us? We are God.
Why
is it that the only thing He says is that we should do something about poverty? Because we have to do something about it. The whole earth is waiting for us, not for God. And God is also waiting for you and for me. That we will stand up with Him. Because the Bible says that God stands among us. This prophecy that was delivered in the Old Testament is concerning the church. Because in John chapter 10 verse 34, Jesus quoted from this passage. And He said that the scripture not say that you are gods and sons of the Most High God, and He added something to it. He said, and the scriptures cannot be broken. In other words, that word that was quoted in the Old Testament, according to our Lord Jesus, is for His time. It is the time of the kingdom of God when we are going to rise and God is going to live inside of us. We will be called sons of God, not like the saints in the Old Testament, but we are going to be the mature kingdom sons of God. And because of that, God is telling us that because of the power that I've given unto you, I want you to do something about the foundations of the earth and about the thing that is happening in the world, because the kingdoms of this world is eventually supposed to be the kingdoms of our God and of His Christ, and it is the kingdom sons of God who are going to make it so. I want you to know, if you are listening to me, that you are one of the kingdom sons of God. And through you, God is going to restore everything that was spoken by prophets of old since the world began.
Yes.
He is going to restore it.
Yes.
The Bible says that the heavens must hold Him.
Yes.
Until the times of restoration of all things that have been spoken, including this. It is going to be restored before Jesus Christ will come and inherit the nations.
Na sa woti ha me pese woti ase se wo ye Yakobon ba ni bia wo so onyame beda no hu adi e wo mu ewi ase twen wo Yakobon so twen wo se wo betu sa na mama onyame pe na be me san se e wo se yesimu na ye nyoma ni ye ama Kristo aba no aba be di
adi. The devil is well aware of this.
Na wo bun some nim sa de we.
He is well aware that when we get hold of this word that you have been listening to, and when you structure your life according to the word of God, he is done for. He knows it, that when we have the other wing known as riches and we please God with our finances, he is done for. Because we are very much anointed.
Hallelujah. Now, bro, somebody pa say sa same way yeti na yeti asie na di to anamondia ene na onu na juma no na eya kwa ewiye na say yesa so te sa same a ene na yatoban ba ko eye yedie no ebeba ntie betumi etu akwa ba bi de wo say yedru biara no bro san ho ba kire no.
We are going to reign on this earth.
Now, your baby did hear that was seriously.
And we are going to dominate anything that is ruling on this earth. So we rule.
We receive it. Now, your baby did be yara. Ekosi wo yasi musu in sebeya. Your baby nasa to me.
And we will bring the rule of God everywhere that we go.
Now, your duo nyame ahini anu beko baby dia your beko biara.
The rule of the devil, I announce to you, is over.
Now, me catch now we say, "Wabru sama hini anini to me no etem."
Because you are rising up and answering to the questions of God, and you are answering to the strategy of God as He stands among the church, and as He makes us gods and sons of God, we are answering to the call of God that do something for the poor, do something about poverty and for the needy.
Na mini wumi anu ye jina ya nine so ni ye jina sa wanyamima ni ye be ye bibi ni ye tiye ni wanyami jina ni memu ebisano asema wanyamibisa yanu yensu ye babe yanu ama ya ye bibi ama sawi ya siyimu.
To really overcome poverty is to conquer it in all of its forms.
Na sa ye pese ye di wohiyansu diya enye kwenye wohiyafasu danu wedi njinara e wose ye diso.
There are 12 forms of poverty that I am going to deal with today.
Na ohia edanu wedi ewa okwan bi so na no nene ye ba be ka ho asem.
And we are going to so deal with it that you will be able to conquer poverty properly.
Na ye ba be sua se be ya ubetumi edi ohia so emfa ku kwan yo beda no wedi.
Because God is counting on you.
Esa se wonyame hwe se wo be sori sa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So poverty is in types.
Na ohia ye wo mu ahoro.
Poverty is in types.
Ohia ye wo mu ahoro.
The first one that I want to speak about is poverty of purpose. Poverty of purpose. God has got a purpose for everybody. And you must seek the face of God and discover that purpose of God for you being on this earth. I want to encourage you, young and old, it is not too late, it is not too early for you to seek the face of God and to ask God, God, what do you have for me? What assignment do you have for me to do?
And fangu wufia we di sa wye penny osa ya bofro. And kechi, kwa wukuto jwe ni mne bisa wenyami sa wenyami. Ane tina wubo amidi mi beri asimu. Dana opesa miye.
If you do not know why you are around, then you have a poverty of purpose.
And there's a, wu nim sentra wenyami bwa wodiya. Na sentra adoba hadia. And you know wu nim niya woye. And you know wu di hiya. E wasati
miye. But it is very important for you to discover your purpose.
Nemo mebe hiya pasa wube hu sentra wenyami bwa wo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I call it your strategic life plan. You must have a strategic life plan in order for you to really conquer poverty.
And
it must be a long-term plan. We do too many short-term plans. But we have to get long-term plans. The strategic life plan that I'm talking about should be at least 100 years. And I want all of you to commit yourself to it. Because you should not approach the fight against poverty casually or maybe at random. No, it should not be like that. That should be a strategy. You and I must have a strategy. The church of the Lord must sit down and plan at least 100 years strategy to overcome it.
Na e wose mi nu mi anu yetena sene adwen esa se den nyina sa ye adwen se efie mi anu mi ansa ehshehye de beto ho ye de bedi ohia so a emu aye e wose me ne wo oman no asore no ye adwen hshehye be efie oha ye de ne o matoto ho se be ya ye bedi ohia so.
When I was 20, I wrote down my strategic life plan.
Na emra mi di efie duo no e na me trotro
I began seeking the face of God about it when I was 13 years. If you are 13 years and below 13 years, you are not too young. You need to know why God brought you around. And every time I look at it and I review it, and I see that things are going according to plan, you must have a strategy for life. Life is not mysterious. Life is not superstition. Life is based upon principles. And principles are true all the time. You can almost predict it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want to encourage all of you. Let us fight poverty of purpose. Hallelujah.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
You must have 100 years at least strategic plan for your life, because it must include not just your children but your grandchildren. You must plan for your grandchildren. That understanding that, oh well, when they come, God Himself, it is God who takes care of children, that thing you must put it aside. Because God is calling upon you today that you must do something about the travail, the crying, and the way that people are crying all over the world and in our streets.
Now, when we are here, USC was say, "Ye bibi fasa esuni e jajua enipa eti wo kromini njana."
So plan your life and plan for your grandchildren at least. And drive that plan. I said drive that plan. If you have this kind of purpose and this strategy in life, your life will be put on a certain course. Sometimes you are going to look like an oddball among the Lord, but do not worry. There is a strategy for your life, yeah. And God wants you to follow that strategy. Drive it.
Yeah.
All those who have impacted our world, people have spoken against them. As for you, you think, as for you, are you afraid of that thing? Don't be afraid from today. Don't be afraid for people to say that you want to look different. Don't yearn that everybody says, oh, this one is a brother. He's a brother. You're a brother, yes. But you have a focus.
Hallelujah. your brother, and you may be a siweni so.
So have a strategy for your life. Otherwise, we will still have generational poverty in our line.
Say ye nya san hyehye ne dia, ene ye beko sori nya sa ohia no ewo ya brabo mu.
But you must be the cut of generation.
Aka meko ba se wo so no ohia emba bio. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I receive it.
When you have this 100-year at least strategic plan for your life, you'll be shocked how you behave.
Na se wo nya san hyehye no wo wa brabo mu, ebe ye wo nwanwa, ekwan ye wo befa so aba wo bra.
You will show that it is very easy to serve God.
You'll
be shocked that the Christian life is very easy, because you see, you have a focus, and once you're on that focus, God will take care of you. The Christian life becomes difficult for people who have no goal. They are just roaming around. Hey, come and go and lead me here. Oh, go and do this and all that. So the devil entangles them in problems and problems and problems and problems. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if you have a goal and if you have a strategy, you'll be amazed how you even handle your finances.
na se wo bibi wo wani so a wo ye ti se mfio han hyehye na dan nyina wo kosora wo hyehye wo hyehye ne wo sa wo sesa wo hyehye o ya wo be wo se nyame som eye dekeke enye de na wono wo nyame som nya de ma home wono mo mu ani ani da so biara efa ma ne boha na okobi e boha na okobi na bo sam be ma do ma bi twetwa wo ho a wo ye wo hyia enye yesan se wo ni bibi biara da wani so a wo ye.
If you are planning for your grandchildren, there are some things you will not buy today.
Na sa wo hyehye hyehye bi e dia ma wo ma nananom a edo ma bi wo ha na wo nto.
I tell you, your life will be so focused, it will be so beautiful, it will be very easy to obey the Bible.
Now, Bible.
So have a strategy for life. I said have a strategy for life. Life is strategic. You came out to follow a strategy, not to just float. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Poverty will end with you.
Amen. I receive it. Oh, here, a bit chat. I was so.
Because you overcome poverty of purpose.
Yes, and say, so I will hear. Oh, here, we need to be beard that we need to know.
Poverty of love.
Now, oh, here, I will do.
We need to overcome poverty of love.
I will say, you did. Oh, here, I will do.
Because love is going to help you to be able to live well for God, to be able to organize yourself and help humanity.
Na odo betumi aboa ma wetumi aba obre ye na wetumi aye ni onyame hwe se wo ye na waye ni ye.
Why is it that God was questioning his stance among believers and he's questioning, defend the poor, do something about it, rid them from the hand of the wicked one? Why is he saying this all the time? I have made you gods, please do it, because I'm going to inherit the earth. I'm not going to inherit an earth which is full of poverty, but an earth where the glory of the Lord covers the sea.
Na
covers the earth as the waters cover the sea.
Adanti na wonyame e ka wonwuma de wotwime nu ne se. Na munim se mu yanyame, na ma hye mu se munyamoa e ma won mo wo mu nibi. Munye wo mu fi wotamfo a wonu mo mu a ye wo hian mu. Adan na wonyame e hye ye se yanyasa. Esa se opese wo beba no, na ne e wo se obedi ade wo somo na edani ne kwam.
It is because there is poverty of love that we are slowing down the whole process.
Esan se yedi hian e wo odomu no, enu ti na enyame e hye hye na ode ama ye no yato ye bo.
Because if you are well endowed financially, you can show love to people. That is why God wants you to have something, so that you will show practical love to people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you do not have anything, you only say God bless you. And I will pray for you. They are good. But there are dimensions of overcoming poverty that must transcend the spiritual.
Na kwa bi wo ho a e wo se ye kire odo na ye bo mpa ye no se wo se bibi kan bi di e kire a e be kire sa odo.
We must have financial prosperity so that we can show, give gifts of destiny to people.
E wo se ye nyi hira wo ye sika sem mu se be ya ye betumi aye hira.
Can we all say gift of destiny? Say it aloud. Say it again.
Gift of destiny.
There are some gifts that you give to people which are not gifts of destiny. They don't take anybody out of anything. When you give somebody 10 Ghana, you have showed love, not so.
Watch that word.
But you have not changed the person's destiny. If you give somebody a pair of shoes, it's a gift. But it is not a gift of destiny. Gift of destiny is what you give that changes a family's life. It changes a person's destiny altogether. Not
shoe.
Does giving clothing change people's destiny?
Yeah, because I said what the entire church binuma, and so as I saw what that change.
When you give a poor person 10 acres of land,
so woman will be a one be as I see acre doa.
If you give out cars,
so what the car be a man?
You are changing people's destiny.
And then I was the son.
That is why you must be financially well endowed. Otherwise, poverty will just perpetuate before your eyes, and you will still be giving over 5 Ghana, over 2 Ghana. It's enough. We want things that dance around families, You meet somebody, they meet you, and their life is changed forever.
Yes, I see it. Now, Uncle Bani said, oh, here, Uncle Swara, now we not 10 Ghana Dama, 5 Ghana Dama. I was saying, a quarter, sir, said, Obi, Eba Wuchaya, Ofu Wuchanko, Nani Dachi Asisakra, Nia whatever man in the idea, and Sunday Dachi in the Bushiakra.
When you pay somebody's school fees, so we pay somebody's school fees. The person cannot afford it, but you take 5 people. And then you are paying your school fees every time. And you take them to the university. And you pay for them to finish. We call that gift of destiny.
Now, so what will be? Now, what you have school fees? Because this is school pomopo. What bet you have? And now, I have to say, what is this only an anedachi?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And people will forever be grateful if it were not you, like our clan, like our tribe, like our family. We will not have come out of this.
Na enipa ne be koswara abodi na obeka sesenya wo a anka me mebusua ene ne ayewei anka yani.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.